Episode 35 of the Minisode series on the Doctor's Perspective podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Justin Trost-Claire. We got the podcast awards nomination. It ended in the end of July. Really hoping that enough of y'all have nominated me to be in the running for the winner of the health category. Been nominated twice. It'd be nice to win. But to be honest, even being nominated is pretty awesome because there are so many podcasts out there. But actually, based on how many we have versus how many are actually updated on a regular basis, or like the last 90 days, it's infinitely smaller, but I digress. There is a company called The Future with no E. They made a little podcast for, this one's on giving advice. I watched them randomly on YouTube talking about how to charge heavy prices for logos, like $28,000 type of thing. So obviously they're talking about value, not cash by hour. And they go through like objections, and it's a bald guy, last name Du. And then they have a series as well on YouTube where they are rebranding Hamilton Beer, I believe. And then he has videos of him like going through objections and how to present these high value cases. So it was kind of fun to just kind of go on that rabbit hole for a little while. Saw the podcast, and I want to do a longer minisode with some things that I learned from some of his presentations. But for now, I'm gonna just critique a couple of his episodes here and there on our minisode series. So let's get going. So giving advice, number one, don't give unsolicited advice. You know it's annoying. Think about when you get it. You're going through a situation, you just wanted somebody to listen to you, and now they're talking, giving you all these answers, and you're like, please, this is just shut up, right? Classic girl talks, guy wants to help. All she wanted to do was somebody to listen to him, and now you have a fight, right? Classic. What you want to do when they start having these, they're dumping on you, is ask questions to make the other person think, right? Kind of a Socratic method. So let's say you sell a vacuum, and you start talking about the features. The only time you're going to close that vacuum sale is when you get them to describe their pain points and offer a solution. So that's kind of the point. And especially like physical therapy, chiropractic, what are we talking about? Activities of daily living. We need to know about those things. And really, that's kind of the selling point. If you listen to it, whatever they say, I can't stand all day for work. I can't sit long enough to watch football. All right. For them, that's their goal right there. They can't do it. That's what they want. They don't care about their back pain. They got a herniated disc or what's actually wrong with them. They just want it better so that they can do X, Y, and Z activity. And that's what we're going to give them. And that's what you're selling. Just think about it. Going back to unsolicited advice. Two people give you the same advice. Why don't we take one and not the other? That guy at work who knows it all might say the same thing that your brother told you. But you only listen to your brother because he has your back. And you know it's coming from a place of love. For instance, let's say you are the person that gives the advice. You know who you are. I know I'm guilty of that too at times. You think you're being helpful. You're the expert. So then why do we get upset if they don't take it? What's that about? Why is your ego in the way? It's funny because that's how we, you know, you've seen those people. It's like, why don't you want to take my advice? You told me the problem. I gave you a solution. Just take it. I know what I'm doing. Do you or do you not? And that goes back to why do we take someone's advice more than the other one? And that's something to maybe reflect on. Think about for yourself in the past. What was it that made you not take that person's advice versus somebody else? Because it could be different for you, especially if you're the one that always gives the advice. All right. And to close, they mentioned the logo process again. You might just give your name, what you do, and then delivery. You know, that might be all they ask for. But when you're doing a proposal for, say, a logo, you may only be asked, I want the name, what you do, what your deliverable. And if that's all you answer, you're not going to get the job. Somebody's going to undercut you or whatever. So you got to be able to hear that and then convert it over to a question so that you can get your answers and then resell them on it. So figuring out what is their underlining issue they have. And then you can design it based on their goals. You've got a mom and pop logo, but you need a fancy logo. You want to increase internet sales. You want to go nationwide and be at, what, Spencer Gifts? Or you want to be at Nordstrom? That's going to completely change how you package everything, right? So when this company came to them and was like, hey, we want to do this, just saying yes or no that I can do it, it's not really going to help them. And giving them just like the price because it makes a difference on what you're trying to do. Take this, critically think about it for your medical office, your online sales, etc. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a social media message. Love to hear your thoughts. Please write a review, doctorsperspective.net/review. All the show notes are found at doctorsperspective.net/M35. Thanks for listening. You just went #behindthecurtain.